Welcome to Encore, brought to you by BoomersWork.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. There's a subtle shift underway in the public's perception of the elderly, but for some, that shift isn't big enough or coming fast enough. Many still see the elderly as a drag on society, economically and socially. But as our demographics shift towards an older population, that attitude can lead to many missed opportunities, especially in this region. My guest today thinks that it's time to get over ageist attitudes and discover how much older adults can contribute to society. Marjorie Willison is well known as a gardening consultant on CBC Radio, but she's reprofiled her life and become a champion for seniors by blogging on her new website, Aging Well with Marjorie, and she joins us now. Marjorie, welcome to Encore.
Thank you, Costas.
Oh, it seems that the general attitude towards seniors struck you as something that needed to change for the good of society. How did you come to decide it was something that you would try to influence?
Well, I had retired, and I was wondering what to do, and I got thinking about, well, what am I reading about? Oh, I'm reading about aging well. Oh, this is really interesting. You know, people think we older folks are over the hill, but this is really interesting stuff, and I'd like to share it with people. And, you know, it's kind of right up my alley, sharing what I know with others. So I'm still doing what I used to do with gardening. It's just the subject has changed.
In a recent blog post, you mentioned Nova Scotia's Ivany report, which was titled It's Now or Never, and its follow-up report, We Choose Now. And you said that neither report really considers the economic potential of an aging population. Now, specifically, what are some of the positives that the two reports missed?
Oh, that we as seniors have so much to offer. We've got wisdom on our side. We've got life experience. We've got highly, highly developed skills from years in the workforce that we can use to mentor young people. If we're turfed out the door too soon, businesses lose the opportunity to retain corporate culture. We serve as role models, and we make a difference because we have skills to make things happen that often in communities, you know, little community groups want something to happen, but they don't know how to make it happen. We older people know.
Now, let's take one of those, and that is, say, the business community itself. They may be, you know, eyeing an older employee as someone who's costing them a lot of money, and the sooner they get them out the door, if they're going to replace them at all, they want to replace them with someone who's younger that they can pay less at the entry-level salary. How would you begin a discussion about looking at that older employee in a different way?
Well, very often, older adults don't want to work full-time. They're more than happy to drop back to a few days a week or a few hours a day so that they can still contribute and get on with doing other things that they're interested in. And if businesses start to think about older adults as a resource, then all kinds of possibilities open up. And I think what has happened is that, you know, back in the 40s and 50s when Canada Pension Plan started, a lot of people didn't live much past 65. But it's changed now. We're so much healthier. We're wealthier. We're living a lot longer and still being productive.
Now, you also mentioned a report on your blog entitled The Longevity Economy, which identifies the over 50 population as, quote, a transformative force that's taking the economy in new directions. What are some of those indicators that people of all ages and the policymakers should pay more attention to?
We give a lot of money to charities and community work. We pass on money to our children to help buy a house or a car or a crib for the new baby. As grandparents, we are providing clothing and little gifts, and as I mentioned, sometimes furniture that children need. We're traveling, we're spending money on recreation, we're spending money on technology. So we, even without working, we're contributing to the economy.
Now, what about specific opportunities for the seniors in today's economy, which they might be overlooking, their own role in that economy, aside from just being consumers?
Well, I was astonished to discover that older adults launch new businesses at almost twice the rate of young people, because we've got experience and wisdom and cash. Some people are going into consulting. Some people are starting brand new careers, and these new careers are often in the social sector, working for not-for-profits, for instance, or for health, or for the environment. A lot of people are choosing to not only serve as consultants to their own past business connection, but launching out as a consultant to many other businesses.
You're listening to Encore, sponsored by BoomersWork.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. If you're retired and looking for part-time employment, or if you're an employer looking for experienced men and women, BoomersWork.com can connect you. Just go to the homepage of BoomersWork.com. My guest on this week's edition of Encore is Marjorie Willison, a longtime gardening expert on CBC Radio who's recently started the website Aging Well with Marjorie, in which she provides advice for seniors on a variety of subjects. Marjorie, your blog also deals with such subjects as how to reduce the risk of dementia, building relationships with other adults in your senior years, and connecting with children and grandchildren. Which responses to your blog have stuck with you on any of those subjects?
Well, I was kind of surprised at just how hungry people are for the kind of information that I've been providing. It's like we have things that we're kind of rolling around in the back of our minds, but we don't talk about. And I'm providing an opportunity to people to start to talk about these things, because I find it absolutely fascinating that we can make a difference to how well we age, not only for ourselves, Costas, but for our friends and neighbors and others in our communities, because that's so important for us to have a sense of purpose and meaning, and a lot of that we get by contributing to community.
And I guess, you know, on any of those subjects I mentioned, once you raise them, you tap into a tremendous variety of perspectives on how to deal with any of those challenges.
Oh, and that's absolutely right, because I can toss out ideas and that sparks people's thinking to say, oh, well, I found this helpful, or I've started to do that and it's working really well for me. So we're sharing ideas two-way and three-way and starting conversations between neighbors and between friends and within families.
Now, I think it's not too immodest to suggest that you're a good role model for seniors in what you're doing. You're, you know, well-known for your expert gardening advice. People might not know that you also trained and worked as an occupational therapist. But what about this most recent experience as a learner, you know, creating the blog, Aging Well with Marjorie, and dealing with social media and, you know, from the perspective of someone really setting up a kind of online business. I understand you're even conducting webinars for people who follow your blog.
Well, I strongly believe in lifelong learning, and I took a course in social media so that I would stand all the different platforms and how to use them to develop my business. And I've actually returned to university. I'm taking courses at the School of Occupational Therapy at Dalhousie University to learn some more. And I was a little hesitant at first to see myself as a student again, but not a problem. And lots of stimulation from interacting with younger people.
Just finally, your advice to businesses and institutions is to implement human resources policies that offer alternative working arrangements, which you alluded to earlier, you know, leverage the assets of those older workers and allow them to work a few more years. How would you see this multi-generational workplace working and benefiting society and business?
I think it's really helpful for young people, and we've heard this from young people, that they want people to mentor them, that it's really helpful to have somebody that they can talk to and have their questions answered, somebody who's been through what they're going through. So instead of just leaving mentoring to chance, to actually have mentoring programs in the workplace. Passing on skills that are in danger of being lost to the organization. You think of somebody who's worked a long time, has developed a lot of skills, whether it's practical technical skills or human relation skills or how to understand and interpret the culture of the organization. And simply being role models of patience and wisdom and knowing how to resolve conflicts.
Well, Marjorie, it took all my self-restraint not to ask you how to get my old Hoya plant to bloom, but I did it. And I understand you're very busy and you have to run to catch a bus, so we'd better let you go.
Yeah, well, it was just lovely to talk with you, Costas.
Exactly the same. Marjorie, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Marjorie Willison is the author of the blog Aging Well with Marjorie. Look it up on Google. It focuses on subjects of interest to seniors. She's also known, of course, as the gardening expert on CBC Radio's Maritime Noon. You've been listening to Encore, sponsored by BoomersWork.com. If you're retired and looking for part-time employment, or if you're an employer looking for experienced men and women, BoomersWork.com can connect you. Just go to the homepage of BoomersWork.com. Each week at this time, BoomersWork.com brings you Encore. We'll introduce you to men and women exploring new and exciting developments of special interest to the ever-growing number of Canadians aged 50 and over. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Have a great day.